Srila Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, he made famous a beautiful song, or let us say a verse from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Tavakatamritam tapta jivanam. This particular verse is from the Gopi Gita, the very heart of the Srimad Bhagavatam. The prayers of the gopis, love and separation from Krishna. And it's very special because it's so connected to this pastime of Lord Chaitanya reciprocating with Prataparudra. We have just spoken about King Prataparudra's humble service and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu deciding to give mercy to him. And that mercy came to its crescendo in a little garden at the time of the Balagandhi during the Rath Yatra, when Lord Chaitanya laid on a raised platform to rest, and all his devotees were resting nearby under different trees. And at that time, with the blessings of all the devotees, King Prataparudra came to massage Lord Chaitanya's feet and legs. He was incognito. He was in the dress of a simple Vaishnava. And he was told by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Rai to sing this beautiful song of the Gopi Gita, Jayati Te Dikam. When Lord Chaitanya heard it, he said, go on reciting, go on reciting. And when he came to this particular verse, Tavakatamritam Tapta Jivanam, describing the glories of the sound vibration of Krishna's names, pastimes, and his extraordinary qualities. How they purify the heart, they awaken love, and anyone who's broadcasting those glories is the most munificent. Lord Chaitanya, pretending he didn't know who the king was, he embraced him. Again and again, he wept tears on the king, and he cried out, you are the most munificent, you are the most munificent. And then he revealed his divine opulence to King Prataparudra. He revealed his true identity as Krishna. He awakened in full King Prataparudra's original love, his prema. When Lord Chaitanya asked the king, who are you? The king, with all honesty, said, I am the servant of the servant of your servants, and my only aspiration is to be the servant of your servants. And Srila Prabhupada explains that this is the highest aspiration, the most cherished benediction for a true devotee. In this beautiful pastime, because King Prataparudra took this humble service attitude and was constantly remembering Krishna in this mood, Lord Chaitanya revealed his special mercy. Just as Madhavendra Puri, the highest realizations and the Lord as his own disciple was revealed in reciprocation to his humble service. Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, in making this verse so famous through his most loving, heartfelt, devotional singing. And at a certain time after Maharaj recorded this, wherever I would travel, anywhere in the world, I would hear devotees playing Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj singing this wonderful song. Singing a song which glorifies Srila Prabhupada, who broadcast them this message and revealed himself by Krishna's grace to be most munificent, and also glorifying this very message of Lord Chaitanya, that this was in reciprocation of Trinada Bisuni Chena, of King Prataparudra's very humble service.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.